Time now for your comments. Sculptor Ed Hamilton and I should have qualified our statement that York, William Clark's slave, was the first black person west of the Mississippi. Listeners wrote to say that distinction goes to a European slave who accompanied his gold-seeking master into Mexican territory in the 16th century. Anti-telemarketer Tom Mabe is from Louisville, not Nashville. As reporter Roy Furchgott said in Monday's story, listeners offered mixed opinions about that story on guerrilla warfare against telemarketers. Rebecca Barr of Scottsdale, Arizona, says she felt ill hearing Tom Mabe's prank asking a telemarketer if he could immediately clean blood from the carpet, drapes, and sofa. She writes, "To deceive people to the point they are fearful that a violent act has been committed, enough to then call the police, is beyond the pale. Telemarketing callers are first and foremost human beings. Bullies have always hidden behind the "it is just a joke" mantra." Here's Linda Kasten of Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Why has it become acceptable to harass people who are trying to do their job? If you don't want to be disturbed by phone calls during dinner, just don't answer the phone. Let the answering machine pick it up. If you don't want the product, say, "I'm not interested. Please take my name off your call list for this and other offers." You can sign up for national or local do not call lists. You can make it unprofitable for the people who are sponsoring it by not buying the product. But you shouldn't take your frustration out on someone who you don't know, who might be trying to earn a living and put a little bit of bread on the table or a roof over her head.
But just as many of you enjoyed the story, Cheryl Williams of Washington, D.C. had a good and hearty laugh and offered kudos to those who can come up with new and creative ways to tell people to bug off. Seth Crosby of St. Louis says getting even with telemarketers is a family affair.
My father used to have a simple way of responding to calls. He would say something like, Oh, I'm so glad you called. I've heard a little about your service, and I'd like to hear more. Can you hang on for just one moment?" Then he would set the phone down on the table and forget about it until the loud beeping would remind him to hang it up. When we grew up, we turned this into a competitive game. The family record for keeping a telemarketer on is currently 23 minutes and 37 seconds. Oh, there's another good story I want to tell you about as well. Hang on just a sec.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.